Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air date is October 4th, 1958. This comes from a WSM radio broadcast, so it got some weird edits in it, but it's a pretty good show. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world. Here's the 991st broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Eddie Arnold.
When I park the car where it's dimly lighted, there's no cause to get excited, though. I'm a good boy. If my arms should slip around your shoulder, that's no sign that I'll get older, no.
Sure.
I'm a good boy. If I hold you tight, and I kind of think I might, don't be afraid of me, 'cause honey, I won't bite. Ooh. If I steal a kiss, gentle and romantic, just relax and don't get frantic, though.
Why not?
I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy for you. I'm a good boy. If I steal a kiss, gentle and romantic, just relax and don't get frantic, no. I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. And it's a pleasure for me to be here. And here's my old friend, Grant Turner. Grant, how about leading off the line of the entertainers for us?
Be happy to, Eddie. Well, first off, we got Cousin Minnie Pearl aboard.
And the Jordanaires, Chester Atkins for some fine guitar playing.
Yes, and Miss Delwood, Tommy Jackson and the Opera Square Dancers.
And our very special guest, Stonewall Jackson. Well, we'll be hearing from Stonewall in just a little while, but right now it's my pleasure to introduce a really great singing group of fellas, my favorite group of fellas, and you look so pretty in with your shiny coats. The Jordanaires and Ezekiel Saw the Wheel.
Ezekiel saw the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way in the middle of the air. Big wheel run by faith,
oh glory.
Little wheel run by the grace of God. There's a wheel in a wheel, way in the middle of the air.
Oh, some go to church for sing and shout,
way in the middle of the air.
Before 6 months they're all turned out,
way in the middle of the air.
If religion was a thing that money could buy,
way in the middle of the air.
While the rich would live and the poor would die,
way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel
unturning,
way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel,
oh Lordy,
way in the middle of the air. The big wheel run by faith, little wheel run by the grace of God. There's a wheel in a wheel,
oh Lordy,
way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way in the middle of the air. The big wheel run by faith, little wheel run by the grace of God. There's a wheel in a wheel, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way up in the air.
The middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw the wheel, way in the middle of the air.
Tell you. That's all right. The Jordanaires and Ezekiel saw the wheel. Well, that was great. Well, now, I always say that when you have a great guest, you ought to use him. And tonight, we've got a boy who is really tops. He's a great showman and a favorite with all the Opry listeners. So let's give him a great big hand. Stonewall Jackson!
Yeah!
Stonewall, you can read it right here off of mine. Stonewall, it's certainly nice to have you with us at the Grand Ole Opry.
It's great to be here, Eddie.
Well, everybody's telling me that you've got a great new song out on Columbia Records, Stonewall, and I wonder if we could get you to sing it for us.
I don't believe you could hardly keep me from it.
Well, I thought of something like that. Here he is, folks, Stonewall Jackson and his great new song, Life to Go.
I've got a sad, sad story, friend, that I don't like to tell. I had a home and family when they locked me in this cell. I've been in here 18 years, a long, long time, I know. But time don't mean a thing to me, 'cause I've got life to go. Well, I went one night where the lights were bright, just to see what I could see. I met up with an old friend who just thought the world of me. Well, he bought me drinks and he took me to every honky-tonk in town. Then words were said and now he's dead. I just had to bring him down. Well, it's been a long, long time now since I've heard from my wife. Yes, I'd be there with her yet if I hadn't used the knife. Well, I'll bet that little girl of mine don't realize or know. Her daddy's been here 18 years and still got life to go. Well, I bet there's not one man outside that's spent this long in jail. I'll be here in this prison Still my body's just a shell. Oh, I can't be free to go and see the ones that I love so. I've been in here 18 years and still got life to go. Yes, I've still got life to go. Yes, I've still got life to go.
Grab a partner. He's playing Sally Gooden. Dance a little bit and go hog wild. Bring them on, bring them on, bring them on. Everybody come on. Thank you, Tommy Jackson, and thank you, Square Dancers. I haven't had so much fun in a long time. But while we're having fun here at the Grand Ole Opry, we never let our minds get too far away from him who is all-wise, all-forgiving. And then our minds turn to the old hymns and to the message they contain. Here's one that's always been a favorite of mine, and I hope it's one of yours.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Though your sins be as scarlet, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. They shall be as white as snow. Hear the voice that entreats you, oh, return ye unto God. Hear the voice
favorites. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're very kind.
Eddie, that was great. Simply beautiful.
Grant, it's nice of you to say so.
Say, Eddie, do you happen to know what next Monday is?
Grant, it just so happens that I do. October 6th is the 33rd birthday of radio station WSN.
Right you are, Eddie. 33 years of fine programs and service for the listening public.
Our congratulations to WSM. I'm one that used to be with WSM and all the fine people on the staff. But now we got to get on with the show. So what would you suggest?
Well, Eddie, if I was running things today, I'd say it was time we heard from that master of the electric guitar with one of those fine tunes he does.
Oh, this lovable, laughable lad with the twinkling fingers. Chet Atkins. And show me the way to go. Guitar players come and they go, but they're not like this guy here. Thank you, Chet Atkins. That's great. Yes, sir. You know, besides being one of the country's great guitar players, Chet is sort of the head man out at the RCA Victor Studios here in Nashville, Tennessee. And speaking of head man, it's my pleasure to introduce a great friend of mine, and I say that in all sincerity, and she's a great friend of yours, the head woman, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
It's just a real pleasure to have you here with us on the Grand Ole Opry.
Honey, I'm glad to be here.
Eddie, you know, I thought about you this week. I was down in DeRidder, Louisiana, and Lee's were down there around Fort Polk. It used to be Camp Polk when me and you were down there on the Camel Caravan back during World War II. You remember?
Oh, yes.
You was just a baby at the time.
Just a pup, yes.
Yes, indeed. So was I. A little older pup than you was. But anyway... Well, you know what? That is when we was playing down there, you know, and I never will forget that night. Eddie, old Joe Zinkin back here is with us, too. You remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I know it.
Well, we was all down there playing the army camp down there, and I never will forget it. You remember, as we went in the front of the camp, we had an accident. We run into a meat truck. You remember that?
Yeah.
Didn't hurt none of us, but scared the liver out of the truck. And then we was right in the middle of the show, and the girls' dressing room caught on fire. You remember that?
I remember.
Took 2 hours to put out the fire. Took 3 hours to put out the fireman. Took a whole day to get rid of the MPs. I'll never forget that. But them was good old days, Eddard. But I tell you now, there's good old days up at Grinder Switch right now. Oh, it's fine days up there, you know. I wish you'd come down there sometime and just see what goes on down there. Now, you take the middle of the week here. We had a little play party up there. You've been to many a one, ain't you?
What's one Thursday night?
Did you really? Well, bless your heart. I thought maybe over at Henderson, Tennessee, you might have went to something. That's where he come from. Well, sir, now I'll tell you, brother and me and all of us went to this little party about Wednesday night it was, and brother kind of took a shine to a little girl that is over there. And I found out later that he kissed her, and that's the first time brother ever kissed a girl. Yes, sirree, that is the time right then. I asked him the next morning, I said, brother, did you kiss her? And he said, yep, I done it. I said, well, what'd you think about it? He said, well, now, it's a subject that I don't know much about, but it's going to be my hobby from now on. Well, you couldn't find a better one, I always say. It's been mine for years. But anyway, Uncle Nabob says that kissing a lot of times will get you in trouble. He was telling me about it this morning. He said he got in an awful lot of trouble. Got his head busted one time for kissing the bride. I said, well, Uncle Nabob, I thought everybody kissed the bride after the ceremony. He said, yeah, but this was 2 years after the ceremony. Ain't no flies on Uncle. Well, anyway, though, he said that, he's telling me about Hezzy, you know, my feller. He said I'd better latch on to him real quick because it's getting to the point where, you know, there ain't no more where he come from right now. Said they come by to see me this week, and we were sitting on the double settee, you know, in front of the fire. It's been right chilly, you know. Just right. And we were sitting there like a couple of young lovebirds, and I said, Hezzy, you know, when we get married up, I said, we'll just have kisses for breakfast and kisses for dinner and kisses for supper. He said, wait a minute now, Minnie Pearl, you know, remember this. I like to eat out every once in a while. Bye now. See you later.
Things in the way they should be sung.
Stonewall Jackson and Misery Known as Heartache. Stonewall, my boy.
As I gather of the pieces of my heart, dear, I'm a-wondering if I'll ever love again. Just because I lost my head and fell for you, dear, I'm afraid new love would strike me down again. So don't take my kind of chances while you're searching for the love that you believe is true. For that misery known as heartache may be lurking in their hearts to leap out and torture you. Someday you can find the love you've longed for. If you do, then I'll be happy as can be. But I'm still wondering just what you've led me on for when you made me believe that it was me. Breaking other hearts, dear, while you're searching for the love that you believe is true. For that misery known as heartache could be lurking in their hearts to leap out and torture you.
Thank you very much, Stonewall Jackson. Very, very fine. Well, you know who we have with us here now? We have a lady that plays the piano, plays that ragtime piano. This is Dale Wood. Would you welcome her? She's going to play Down Yonder. Thank you. And our hit, Down Yonder. Thank you very much. Only on the Opry can you hear piano playing like that.
Yes, sir. Well, Eddie, we only hear the best of everything here at the Opry, and that includes songs by the one and only Eddie Arnold. I know that first tune was one of your RCA Victor records, but...
New one?
Now, yeah, tell us a little bit about the tune that's on the other side.
Well, I'd be glad to, Grant. It's written by a friend of mine here in Nashville, Buddy Killen. And it's a kind of a ballad that I kind of like to sink my teeth into.
Three. Well, great, Eddie. Well, here he is, neighbors. Eddie Arnold with one of his latest, Till You Come Back Again.
A lonely room, a window pane, misted by the falling rain, is all I have now to comfort me till you come back again. A telephone that never rings, an empty heart that never sings, is all I have now to comfort me till you come back again. I'm sure that I could find another love, but you're the one that I'd be thinking of. The rain will stop and clear the sky. The sun will shine, my window dry. My phone may ring, but my heart won't sing till you come back again. And clear the sky, the sun will shine, my window dry, my phone may ring, but my heart won't sing till you come back again.
That's it for tonight. But before I go, may I say that it was a great pleasure for me to be here and a great pleasure having you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Harlan Husky will be heading up the show and he'll have as his guest the Wilburn Brothers. So join them, won't you? This is Eddie Arnold saying thanks so much for listening. Be good, everybody. And we'll see you next week on the Grand Ole Opry.
We've got our special guest star come all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. He detoured around through Hollywood and made it up here. Let's call on Johnny Cash for star this evening. Get him up here.
Thank you, Blackjack.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to otrwesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.